Hey, it's the Moral Marriage Podcast, guys, where we bring you the new marriage. And the only way we can do that is by telling you like it is. So today I want to talk about validation versus keeping the peace.
We're going to talk about why peace is so important in the home.
Stop trying to lead and make decisions all the time.
You should not be proud if you raised your voice and screamed at them.
No matter what.
I'm Cass.
And I'm Catherine. Why am I allowing him to do this in front of our children? Why am I allowing this to happen at all? You don't get to say whatever you want to a man and push him to the point where he snaps.
I might have been a really bad man the other day, but today I went out of my way to be a good man and she thanked me for it.
Is that you always want to act in the direction you want to go. So
he is just a paycheck. What about his needs?
We're Moral Marriage.
Let's flip divorce statistics with the new marriage.
This will be interesting because I'm going to talk about my safe reaction and my safe reaction, bad stat response in there. We're going to love our wife through her triggers. That's the T, the first T. And really we have to understand whatever she's upset about. This can go both ways, by the way, that it's just, you don't teach it, but I don't think.
Not necessarily. No. But when he says the first T, he means the first T in stat.
That's right.
S-T-A-T.
Thank you. So triggers or whatever's upsetting the moment, and you've got to validate your wife's feelings. Okay. This can go both ways, by the way, but when you are validating something that I see all the time, and it just drives me nuts. Cause in the beginning of the program, we talk about, you can't do happy wife, happy life. Or if you're a woman listening, you can't be keeping the peace for your spouse all the time. The problem is when you validate, quite often you run through a series of therapeutic, I understand. Oh, I can appreciate where you're coming from. And the thing is that the more that you do that, the more unauthentic it sounds. It means that you're not showing the empathy, the compassion. And quite often, it's actually not validating your partner's emotions anymore. Never mind if it's fake. It's because you're doing it to keep the peace. Do you see that with your women a lot? I think from what I've heard.
I think some, but I think the point is that it becomes rote. You know, if you think about rote memorization, you don't memorize it to learn it. You memorize it so that you can regurgitate it. And there's a difference between being able to repeat it and being able to understand it. Yes. And so it means a lot. Validation, we don't want to undervalue validation, because when you validate someone, you say, I can see where you're coming from. You can't say, I can see where you're coming from if you don't see where they're coming from. There are more questions that you need to ask so that you can get a deep understanding, so that you can actually say, oh, I see where you're coming from. Wow, I didn't see it from that perspective. I totally understand that. It doesn't mean that you need to agree with it. But yeah, so from, I think women and men both get into this rote way of doing things where they think this is the right next step. And it's not wrong. I think that you need to get into the habit. And sometimes you need this sort of rote behavior to get into the habit. But once you're into the habit, you need to go deeper and you need to learn how to actually see where they're coming from. Mm. Don't say, I see where you're coming from, just to keep the peace. Say you see where they're coming from to get a deeper understanding, to make yourself more connected with your spouse.
Yeah, I love that because, okay, first of all, so a lot of the men that I work with, they don't even have empathy or they don't really truly understand it. And they're not, that doesn't mean you're a narcissist, okay? I think that just depends on who you are. And I mean, I don't need to get into detail. The thing is, when you start to truly understand what your partner's feeling, sometimes it could be as severe as actually, you know, if she says, like, well, she's clearly in tears and she's going through something, I might not understand it. She cries all the time for dog rescue stuff, for example. That does just doesn't.
I'm glad you said for dog rescues. I was like, I don't cry all the time. I was about to get super defensive in my insides. See where you're coming from. My rope side was going to just so do what much. I had to. Oh, you're funny. I do cry all the time with dog rescue. I do. I cry.
She does. And so I do my best, but even to the point where it happens a lot. And so I have to put myself in a sad understanding state to really go. And really, it's easier for me to say something like, oh, that's a shitty story.
So you have to choose.
Yeah.
Do you want to empathize? Do you want to validate? Do you want to try to see their perspective? What is it that you want in that? He works really hard at trying to empathize or validate. Empathizing is when you try to feel their emotion. Validating is when you say that you understand their emotion. He does a lot of it. He has to validate. Because the empathy wouldn't be genuine. He didn't see the story. He doesn't feel what I'm feeling, but he.
I also had to teach myself what empathy, well, you taught me what empathy was.
Riddick taught you what empathy was, really.
Mostly. Tell us the story.
I don't remember what happened, but he was working on empathy for a few years. I think it was at least 2 years.
I don't know.
And we had Riddick, and Riddick I don't remember what it was, but he was crying. He was a newborn. He was within the first couple months. And he said, it just hurts me to see Riddick, whatever it was. And I said, honey, that's empathy. You actually feel what they're feeling. So the difference between empathy and validation is that empathy is when you actually are, you can put yourself in their shoes. You're feeling what they're feeling. Validation is saying, I can see why you feel that. I don't feel it, but I can understand why you would. And so when you come to your spouse and you say, I can see why you feel that way, saying the words might not necessarily be the right way to go about it. If you feel what they're feeling and you can get on board with that, you're on that team, then be on that team. If you need to be on the outside of that team, but you can say, wow, that must be so hurtful. Mm-hmm. And you know, mind your facial expressions, mind your body language and your tone. He's really good at validating me. He doesn't necessarily, it's not that you don't care about the dog rescues, but it just doesn't, it's not one of the things that hurt. It just doesn't hurt him the way, but yeah. He's really good at validating. If he was just like, I can see where you're coming from. That must be hurtful. No, he's like, oh, honey, that must be so hard on you. He's validating how I feel, not trying to fake his way into feeling the way I feel. I know that's your wife or your husband will see through that right away because your husband and your wife, they, even though you might be disconnected, they do know you. They know who you are. So if you try to fake feeling something.
Good point.
Right? Like I have to validate him all the time too, because we are very different in business. And so I'm not going to, I can't empathize with it. I actually don't care. And
that's how it goes.
I don't care. So I can't pretend to care, but I can care that he cares.
That's right.
And I do care that he cares. I don't care about what he cares about. That would be where empathy is. I care that he cares about what he cares about. That is the difference between empathy and validation. And you need to make sure that you know the difference so that you can show up authentically. You can show up in your own genuine way, not happy house, happy spouse, happy wife life. Don't do that because then that is not authentic. That's fake. And you're trying to be somebody that you're not.
And this is a pretty short episode, but further to that, to really hit this home, that's what sets you up so that you actually start validating bad behavior. Because, and you taught me this, you can validate or empathize. You can be compassionate towards your partner, but not their behavior. You can still disagree. There's a number of other things to think about here. But the moment that you're just trying to kind of fake your way through it, not actually try to understand what they're feeling and empathize, not actually try to see their point of view and why they're feeling the way that they're feeling, validation, then you start to just fall into this trap where it's just always, always this fake momentum. And maybe that's why we see some of the behaviors that are just out of control after. Like it's actually condescending to validate your partner, validate them, okay, quote unquote, if you don't even understand what they're going through.
Totally. That's where the understanding comes in. And and to add on to this, when you are connected, when you have a good, healthy marriage, not perfect, but healthy, you can like kind of go over the top with some sort of these things. Like,
oh yeah, we have fun with it.
We do. Yeah. So do you think he cares? I'm a girl mom. I'm a boy mom too, but I'm like a girl mom through and through. Bows and hair and all these things. And so I'll say, go show Dua your new bow. Why? Because I want him to see that we just did the cutest hairstyle. Dua, look at my bow. And he'll be like, oh my gosh, I was hoping you'd get a bow like that.
Yeah.
Or something. Or like whatever it is, he does not care. I need to emphasize, he doesn't care. He wouldn't even notice the bow. He thinks that the girls are beautiful no matter if their hair is sticking up or
I did a story the other day and I was like,
no, can you please take pride in your children's appearance? Like we're
trying. So I had to validate that.
We're trying to teach them to be like brush your teeth and brush your hair and make sure that you're getting dressed and all those sorts of things. Take pride in who you are as a human that you present to the world. Like you can't put our daughters on social media like that. He doesn't care. He thinks they're beautiful.
I think it should be like just whatever happens, happens. I think my beard was all whack, but like, you know, the point is we don't always agree, but we can understand and we can try to empathize. And
you can fake empathy when you're healthy, like the bow example. And that's not even faking empathy, but you can go over the top and you can act in a way because it's fun.
It's playful. It's so fun. We've been doing that for, I think it was one of the saving graces.
It's one of your strong points.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah for sure.
All right, guys, have a wonderful day and we'll see you on the next episode.
Bye.